Welcome to Truth Matters Church. I'm Associate Pastor Jeremy with this week's devotional titled Giving Thanks to the Father from our study in Colossians. As believers, we often have so much to be thankful for that sometimes it's easy to take these gifts for granted. It's human nature for appreciation to wane over time as blessings become normality. And this is why it is so important for us to take some time each and every day to consider just how much we have to be thankful for. In Colossians 1, verses 11 to 14, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." These verses close out a beautiful passage where Paul told the Colossians that he prayed for them to be filled with the knowledge of God's will, instructed them to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord Jesus, to bear good fruit, and to endure suffering for Christ with patience. Now, the transition between verses 11 and 12 here can also be rendered with a comma instead of a semicolon, such as, "For all endurance and patience, with joy giving thanks to the Father." Now, I tend to prefer this because it points to being thankful to the Father for something greater than just our trials. We can and should be thankful for trials as they help us grow our faith, as it says in James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. But Paul might have been talking about being joyful and thankful for something bigger, being qualified to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. Once again, we get a glimpse into how little we had to do with our salvation. God the Father qualified us. Qualified in the Greek is from the word hikinau, and it means to make sufficient or to render fit. This happened long before we were born, as we learned in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. And it's not something we can do ourselves. The Father orchestrated our salvation, and Christ completed and perfects it. Reference Galatians 4, verses 4 to 7, and Hebrews 12, verse 2. This is truly an amazing gift worthy of being thankful for every waking moment. But there's even more. The Father has delivered us from the domain or the power of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. Not only have we been qualified by grace to share in this great inheritance, but God has moved us out from under the power and authority of darkness or evil into the eternal kingdom of Jesus Christ. Now, what's so beautiful about all of this is that it's in the past tense. As believers, God has already delivered and transferred us as Christ's possessions. Our souls are already his and united with him through the Holy Spirit. Paul told the Thessalonians, "For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness." That's 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 5. Now, as this truth soaks in, it should result in a deep sense of humble gratitude to our great and awesome Father God. And we must also praise and thank our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. God's plan of salvation involved offering up his one and only begotten Son, as it says in John 3:16. He was perfect, holy, sinless, and obedient, and he is a living and eternal sacrifice for our sins. Reference Hebrews 9, verses 14 and 15. Formerly slaves of sin, we have now been redeemed, which is defined as being released by payment of ransom. The ransom for our sinful souls was far greater than we could ever pay, sort of like being asked to come up with trillions of dollars to be released from jail. It is absolutely impossible. But to his praise and glory, Christ came up with that payment and satisfied our debt once and for all. Reference Romans 6, verse 10, and Hebrews 9, verse 12. So whatever is happening today, take some time to give thanks with joy to God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. In all situations and in all seasons, we have so much to be thankful for as we consider that we are already citizens of Christ's kingdom and that he paid a very expensive price to purchase and free us from the dark dungeon of sin. Let your heart be light and thankful as you ponder the magnificent and incomprehensible gift that the Father and Son have given you in salvation. Thank you again for listening to Truth Matters Church and this devotional from our series in Colossians. You can find more at our website, truthmatterschurch.org, or simply search for us on Sermon Audio. Have a blessed day.